The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington, opens 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This is an ongoing issue about Russian efforts to influence Americans. Harley.
Well, and it's not just the U.S. elections, and that was kind of a ham-fisted effort at its best, but they have had spies in this country getting cozy with U.S. officials for years, not just in the last year either, by the way. Accused Russian agent who was initially described when reports were coming out as being, kind of a call girl. Her name was Maria Butina. She had a lot of wide...
With all these religious groups.
That's right. I mean, and she was, she was being hooked up by this Washington think tank that claims, and it sounds very lofty. They say they help bring together leading figures from the financial institutions of the United States and Russia. It's the Center for the National Interest. A nice sounding think tank.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, what it turns out, the prosecutors say, putting her together with members from the vice chair of the United States Federal Reserve, with the Treasury Department, and we know a long, long list of other people that she had gotten to know, was part of a Russian program to have Butina cultivate as many contacts among U.S. leaders as possible, collecting information and intelligence wherever she went. And these are during the Obama years. That's right.
Oh, God. Anyway, socialism, well, not only is it growing in the United States, but in surveys here, young people believe in socialism rather than capitalism.
Well, because they don't understand capitalism.
No.
They don't understand American freedom, for that matter, the whole idea of individual liberty. I mean, it's not taught anymore, really, as far as we can tell. You know, there's two ways of talking about this. Socialism is up 700-800% in America.
Yeah, okay. Same here.
That's the way you can look at it. Here, and that's a simple number. It's not that bad yet. I mean, there were 6,000 members of the Democratic Socialist Party, and they call themselves Democratic Socialists of America, a couple of years ago. Now there are 45,000.
Mm.
So it's not a huge number because there are millions and millions of Democrats.
No. But have a look at the vote for Bernie Sanders. I mean, you know, when someone promises everything for free, of course they'll vote for you.
Well, worse than that, they just put in a candidate who just won a spot, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, former bartender, defeated one of the most powerful House Democrats last month in New York City.
There you are. All right, Harley. We've got to go. It's there, socialism growing there and here.